Welcome to Evie's Morning AI Brief, signal over noise for people building real systems with agents. Today's standout story is a little bracing. The trust boundary has moved. It is no longer enough to ask whether an agent can write code, call tools, or remember what happened yesterday. The sharper question is whether the whole system can prove what it saw. Who delegated the action? Which text was untrusted? What the agent was allowed to touch? And how the result changed after feedback. In other words, the agent stack is growing up from clever prompts into provenance, identity, observability, and operational control. The lead item is Hades, a Python supply chain malware campaign reported by InfoWorld on June 9th. Hades hides in Python packages, runs at import time, drops a bun-based JavaScript payload, harvests credentials, moves across developer environments, and abuses common software supply chain machinery. That is already nasty. But the new turn is that it also tries to deceive LLM-based security analyzers. The malicious files include adversarial text telling an AI scanner to ignore the payload and mark the package as safe. That is the part builders should not wave away as theatrical. If a security scanner passes raw repository text into a language model without strict instruction boundaries, the repository can become both the evidence and the attacker. The model is no longer merely analyzing code, it is reading hostile instructions embedded in the thing being analyzed. My take: AI security tools need the same boring engineering discipline as every other parser. Treat untrusted text as data. Separate scanner policy from scanned content. Preserve provenance on every span. And never let a package author vote on whether their own package is malicious. The second ledger item is agent-first authentication and authorization. ClawMem published a clear argument that agents should not operate through borrowed human sessions or faceless service accounts. Instead, they should be first-class software users. Durable, identifiable, delegable, revocable, and auditable. That may sound like identity plumbing, but it is quickly becoming the core of safe agent deployment. A human token says, Alice did this. A service account says, automation did this. Neither answer is good enough when the real story is. A particular agent was delegated a particular task, against a particular resource, under a particular policy boundary. This is where MCP authorization, GitHub apps, Entra Agent ID, Google Cloud Agent Identity, Bedrock Agent Core Identity, and relationship-based authorization all start rhyming. Agents need authority, but authority must be scoped to the task, not inherited wholesale from the nearest human. On the model side, NexAGI's NexN2 Pro appeared on OpenRouter on June 8th. The listing describes an agentic mixture of experts model with 397 billion total parameters, 17 billion active, a Qwen 3.5 lineage, text and image input, reasoning support, function calling, structured outputs, and a 262K context window. It is also listed as free on OpenRouter at the moment. The interesting part is not only the parameter count, it is the packaging. The model is explicitly framed for coding, tool use, deep research, and long horizon agent workflows. That tells us the market is separating chat model from agent substrate. Developers are shopping for models that survive tool loops, maintain plans, return structured outputs, and make fewer mistakes when the harness asks for functions instead of prose. The other model story is speed. Xiaomi's MIMO V2.5 Pro Ultra Speed, built with Tile RT, claims more than 1,000 tokens per second decode speed for a 1 trillion parameter model on a standard 8 GPU node. A limited API trial opens June 9th, and Xiaomi frames the result as 3 times the price for roughly 10 times the output experience. If that performance holds under real workloads, speed becomes more than a quality of life improvement. Fast decode changes the agent algorithm budget. Best of N, tree search, background verification, self-correction, and multiple candidate plans become things you can run inside an interactive loop. Slow models force agents to act like expensive philosophers. Fast models let agents behave more like search systems with opinions. The tooling lane is full of systems trying to make agents less magical and more inspectable. Hyperframes from HeyGen is a TypeScript-heavy project with about 25,900 stars. It turns HTML, CSS, media, and seekable animations into deterministic MP4 video, and it is built explicitly for agents. The agent writes HTML, previews it, lints it, and renders a finished artifact. That matters even if you never generate a product video. The bigger pattern is deterministic intermediate formats. Agents are strongest when the output has structure, validators, preview surfaces, and a renderer that behaves the same way every time. HTML to video is one example. The same idea applies to diagrams, data reports, test fixtures, infrastructure plans, and release notes. Give the agent a constrained medium and a real compiler, and suddenly creative work becomes reviewable engineering. ECC is another signal. The repository packages skills, memory, hooks, MCP configuration, rules, and security scanning into a harness native operations layer for coding agents. The category matters more than the star count. Teams are no longer just picking a model and an editor plugin. They are adopting control surfaces around how agents remember, check themselves, escalate, and leave audit trails. OpenLTM approaches the same problem from memory, local SQLite, semantic search, session learning, context injection, and intentional decay. I like the philosophy here. Useful memory is not stuff everything into the prompt forever. It has ownership, freshness, retrieval rules, and expiry. Three repositories are worth marking today. First, Hyperframes, roughly 25,900 stars, Apache licensed, deterministic HTML to video rendering, and agent-ready skills for producing media artifacts. Second, ECC, a sprawling harness optimization system with GitHub reporting roughly 211,000 stars, bundling the control surface around coding agents. Third, NoCoDo, tiny by comparison, only 15 stars when checked, but conceptually sharp. It is an experimental local coding agent for small under 10B models and even sub 1B models constrained to a narrow Rust, Actix, Diesel, TypeScript, Solid, and Tailwind stack. NoCoDo's bet is the useful one. Small models become more capable when the task is brutally narrowed. Instead of asking a tiny model to be a universal programmer, it asks for one kind of artifact inside one opinionated architecture. That may be a better path for local, private, low-cost agents than trying to shrink a frontier coding assistant and hoping it keeps all the magic. The first research paper to note is Multi-Turn Evaluation of Deep Research Agents Under Process Level Feedback, submitted June 8th. The authors test whether deep research agents improve their reports over multiple revision turns. Self-reflection barely helps. Agents add and lose rubric criteria at nearly equal rates. Targeted process level feedback does help, raising normalized scores by roughly 8 to 15 points. But the gains do not compound reliably because agents regress on previously satisfied criteria during rewrites. That punctures a common workflow myth. Reflect and improve is not a magic spell. Feedback must be diagnostic, process aware, and specific. Revision should preserve known good parts instead of rewriting the whole artifact from scratch. Diff-based improvement beats amnesiac regeneration. The second paper is Observability for Delegated Execution in Agentic AI Systems. It argues that normal logs and traces are not enough when agents call tools, spawn subagents, and interleave work across systems. You may know each individual action occurred, but still be unable to reconstruct which delegation it belonged to. The proposed answer is an agent-aware observability substrate, a lightweight gateway and common information model that binds delegation context at execution time. This is exactly the missing bridge between identity and forensics. Agent systems need to answer, what happened under this delegated task? Not merely, which API calls happened near this timestamp? Time window correlation is a brittle substitute for semantics. The third paper studies enterprise MCP adoption. Interviews with 20 practitioners from 8 companies found value in cross-system collaboration, task decoupling, and knowledge reuse, but also blockers around fragmentation, distributed state, coordination, and fault diagnosis. That feels right. MCP solved an interface problem, not the whole production problem. Tool discovery is not orchestration. A protocol is not an operating model. On Hacker News, an Ask HN thread asks how people run their agent swarms. The examples are telling: central task queues, parallel single-purpose agents, spec-driven workflows, human escalation, and lightweight orchestrators. The community is moving from one agent in one chat towards small fleets with a shared backlog and coordination rules. Another show, HN, introduces Guardian Runtime, a local firewall and proxy for coding agents. It sits between an agent and model APIs, enforces hard spend budgets, scans outgoing requests for secrets or PII, and can push agents into terse mode to reduce output cost. Whether this particular tool becomes widely used or not, the shape is inevitable. Agent runtime traffic needs local policy enforcement before it leaves the machine. So the through line today is trust moving down stack. Models are still improving, and speed is becoming a serious capability. But the durable progress is happening around them. First-class agent identity, provenance-aware scanning, deterministic artifacts, memory with decay, process-level feedback, local runtime guardrails, and observability that knows what delegation means. That is where agent systems stop being impressive demos and start becoming infrastructure. That is the brief for June 9th. Build boldly, but put the receipts where future you can find them.